Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
You're talking about Edwin Boyd. I thought it was a fantastic movie. I'm someone who wasn't really familiar with the Edwin Boyd story.
Yeah,
you as well?
I'd never heard of Edwin Boyd before I got the script from Nathan. So for me, it was an education, getting to know about him and getting to know about his life and his family and what he was and his celebrity and all of it. So it was pretty interesting.
His celebrity was something I found pretty interesting because he, you know, he went to try to become an actor and then to help provide for his family, decided to get into the bank robbing business, but it became a big production, a big show.
Well, I think that's really what he was after. I think the guy really wanted, you know, he really wanted to be famous, but he really wanted to have something that he was known for, something that was unique to him. And I think he couldn't find it through acting. He couldn't find it through anything. I think he felt alive when he was in the war and being around that. I think that gave him an identity. But when he came back, he really struggled to find his way. And through robbing banks, I think he found that. And it sort of became a drug for him.
Do you relate to that at all, to that sort of seeking fame or celebrity, or is that something, I mean, you don't want as an actor?
I mean, it's a part of it. I'm sure there's some subconscious part that you can't really pursue a life in Hollywood without that being a part of it. So there's something your being wants there. I don't know if it's like him. He was pretty unabashed about it. I'm pretty shy about a lot of that stuff, but that was probably the biggest challenge in the movie for me was his extroverted behavior. His nature is much different than mine that way. I mean, he really enjoyed being in front of an audience and doing all that. So that was a great challenge for me.
He seemed like a kind of complex character. Was there one particular thing that you found out about him that really interested you?
Usually, I mean, the thing I kept going back to that I liked was it's a bank robber that doesn't care about the money. And I know that sounds weird. I think in his mind he justified it because he needed to pay for his family. He was down on his luck and didn't have enough money for food and all that. But I don't buy it. I really think it was more just about the drug and the excitement and all of that. So to me, the more research I did, the thing I found out about him was that, just that I think it was really just about just this life and getting to live this exciting, crazy life.
A little bit selfish, a little bit kind of, just need to do something.
I mean, he was a great family man in a certain kind of way, but at some point he started making terrible decisions away from his family and wasn't a great father, even though the love for the family was huge, but he started making terrible choices.
And in the end, it's sad, but the consequences really, I think he felt that remorse. Do you feel he felt the remorse in the end?
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, I mean, he lost everything. I mean, he lost really lost the love of his life, and I don't think you can replace that. And that was probably the most interesting scene to shoot, is the scenes 15 years later when he gets out of jail. Those were really interesting scenes.
The grease paint that he wore in the film, you still see kind of what he looks like, kind of not. Did that really work? Did people recognize him, and was that maybe part of what he wanted?
I don't know how. Yeah, I mean, I know he did that, but that was sort of a process of finding out what was the best for film and the best for the most interesting visual dynamic. I don't know if it's exactly what he did, but that was we had the most fun with finding that particular. Went through a lot of different versions of that makeup, but the ones we ended up on were just sort of this odd face paint. So I know, yeah, you can sort of see what he looks like, but he also enjoyed that. I think it was getting ready for a night in the theater as opposed to a disguise.
Yeah, and you could tell that, I guess, as well when he's sitting in front of the mirror sort of prepping for night of robbing a bank.
Yeah, it just looks like he's getting ready to go out on stage and take on that alter ego of Eddie Boyd.
Now, Edwin Boyd and his gang, they really seem to put a lot of trust into him.
Yeah, the movie really takes a turn when he meets this gang. I mean, he takes a turn character-wise. He goes from this, you know, sort of guy just trying it out to really running with it, really being the man and really being the guy that's going to lead these people, lead this gang. And it was really exciting for me to take that turn with the character.
And as you mentioned before, he is kind of an extroverted character, and he was the leader of the gang. A little bit different from your role, and you mentioned that it was very challenging. Do you enjoy a sort of role like that, a little bit more where it's outside of yourself?
Yeah, I mean, like, Yes, starting about 3-4 years ago, I started doing probably the most interesting work I've been doing career-wise, and the last couple of years definitely. I am with my friends quite an extroverted person. I can be very introverted in certain situations, but really the parts that jump out for me are the more dynamic ones, the ones riding the edge, the ones pushing it, big behavior. I think that's really fun on screen.
We get a really good glimpse as well at Edwin's wife and the family life. She, you know, is something that I think fell really hard on her as well, and she's portrayed in the movie as sticking with him, but it eventually becomes too much for her, and it's a great way to show the other side of what he was kind of doing back at home.
Yeah, no, I was saying earlier, it's such a fascinating days where in the morning you're doing these heavy, dramatic family scenes. In the afternoon, you're drinking a whiskey, you know, with the gang, doing these bank robbery scenes, loading guns. So that was super fun. But I really like, I think that obviously the movie really, once you strip away the robberies and the performance and all that stuff, it really essentially is a love story, family drama story.
So it was fun doing the other scenes, though, with the whiskey and the drinking and the going to Montreal.
Oh, love that. Yeah, we had a great group of people, too. I mean, Brendan Fletcher and Kevin Durand and all those people were just great. Joseph Cross, everybody. They're great, great, great actors. So it was easy. We didn't have that much time to really bond and form a gang, but we really got there. So it was super fun.
Do you have a group of friends that you've, you know, had some fun, crazy nights? I mean, not robbing a bank, I'm going to hope, but some crazy things.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I have a very good group of friends. And, yeah, we've pushed it out a couple of times, pushed it out a little bit, and never robbed a bank. No, I don't think I could do that. But, no, we've definitely had some fun.
Great. Never shoplifted?
No. No, I would be so nervous to get caught shoplifting. No. No, I never shoplifted.
Now, Edwin's relationship with his father in the film as well, really focused on, do you think a lot of the reasons why he decided to do what he did was because of maybe his strained relationship with his father and the pressure he felt?
Yeah, I mean, just doing my sort of actory things, getting ready. I think he was very close to his mom, and then when she died, I think he didn't really know his father all that well. He was the main caregiver, and I think his father was extremely tough on him. He was a very religious man and really, really, really heavy disciplinarian, and it was really tough on him. So I think that's a lot of his strife as a man, and sort of his doubt and self-esteem stuff sort of came out of that relationship. Very fractured relationship.
Did you relate in that sense, or is your relationship with your parents?
Yeah, my relationship with my parents is very good, but I think there's always a well to draw upon there. I mean, I don't particularly subscribe to one method acting or anything like this. I think that I could channel certain things. I'm able to do that fairly well.
I think everyone at some point maybe feels pressure from parents.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a tough job being a parent, for sure. You can draw a lot from your parents, yeah.
You're not a parent. Do you want to be a parent?
I'm not a parent. I'm not a parent at all. And do I want to be? Yes, I do someday. Yeah, I mean, I still think I'm 22 years old, so I'm not. But so that's got to start happening at some point soon.
Family life.
Family life, I guess so. I guess so. We'll see.